I barely can wait to remind you why I rhyme about shit that you never hear. These other rappers know spitting the truth will get you killed, but I dare you fucking pussies to come push me. I'm a killer, I ain't even gonna lie. You wanna die, Bruce Jenner? Bitch, sit down and listen and stop skirting around the issue. Pedophile politicians probably smile when the system tells you child agenda isn't worthwhile and they won't miss it. Celebrity transitions televised by wicked motherfucking snakes ain't making me envision cutting off my dick or growing tits. My mission is to spit lyrics too intense for you to hear anything but what my lips slip in your ear. So hey, here's what you need, another word from me to set you free, but you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this was. Hey, here's what you need, another word from me to set you free, but you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this was. Hey, here's what you need, another word from me to set you free, but you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this was.
Ready or not, here I am. Today is the 22nd of February, 2024. This is the fourth time I've tried recording this. So maybe today, all of the interference will be a little quieter, because the Malicious EP has released. I've also re-released PsyOps. Since, you know, Donald Trump's running for president again, I figured I would remind you all. Nobody anywhere in any office all across the world that is a government office, none of them motherfuckers are on your side. They don't give a shit. But all of them are paid millions of dollars every year, specifically to do one thing, and that is to trick you into giving your power over to them. So, you know, don't fall for the psyop. It's been roughly, 9 months? 10 months? 11 months? It's been close to a year. I think in April it will be a year that I've not been here to put these podcasts out, or really to put any music out, this, that, and the other. I've been, I won't say under siege, maybe a little deceived by certain circumstances that came about in my own personal life. But it doesn't matter, because I'm back, just like I told you I'd be. I know that that was confusing as fuck the first time y'all heard that. In fact, the very first song I wrote and recorded, I did not release it, but the very first line of it, I was going to put it on SoundCloud. The first line of it said, I'm back, just like I told you I'd be, and just have everybody be like, what? Huh? Who? But the reason for that is because I'm not talking so much to y'all as much as I'm talking to them. You know, them they people, they remember me. And if they personally don't, their masters do. You can hear me reference that throughout my music. But that's all beside the point. Malicious has released today the EP. And that's really just my way of saying I hope that you're fucking ready next week. Because on the 1st of March, March the 1st is a special day. Take the numbers, 3, 1, now flip them around. That is the day that I present to the world, not only to my fans or listeners or whatever. I don't like the term fans, because I would rather people really listen to me and hear me rather than just, you know, get hype over the music or whatever. But, you know, if you go back and listen to everything, it's pretty hype music, especially if you can listen and hear the context of everything that's being said, and then you put it all together and you're like, wow, this is really fucking cool. But what's really cool about it is I'm saying the shit that needs to be said in a world full of people that only ever skirt around the issues. You know, And, I mean, our controllers want it that way. They're paid millions of dollars, like I said, to make it that way. To make you, you know, give your power over to something external. So that that internal power that I try to let shine through my creations never sees the light of day. And if it does, it's in some obscured context. But there's this thing that happens when you're outspoken like that, when you're just in their face all of the time. They aren't so much concerned with you being in their face. They can't really handle it, so they're not going to confront you directly. What they are worried about is you being in their face in front of the rest of the populace. The rest of the populace then sees that and says, hell yeah, they stand up too, and they get up in their face too. They can't have any of that. So what they do when you begin to be unafraid and externally brave in this wild world that we live in, especially here in the wild, wild west, what they do is they, without trying to let you know, they ban you. But they do it in the shadows of the collective psyche. They shadow ban you. You might recall the first episode here. Speaking of first episode, all of the episodes, if you've tried to listen back to them, Spotify is the only platform that seems to have preserved the files. Everywhere else, when I stopped paying Podbean for this privilege of using their fucking service, they deleted my account, and then I went to try to log back in recently. Shit has shifted in my life, and I have the money to pay them again. They said, we got your account right here, you just pay us. And so I paid them, and I got back into my account, and I can see everything. Only problem is all of the files are mysteriously missing. So I have to re-upload those files. I have to find the exact file and upload the exact file. It has to have the same file name or it all gets deleted. Anyways, they tricked me into it. But I've been slowly but surely re-uploading those files. So if you just keep checking back, if there's an older episode you're trying to go back through and listen to, if it doesn't play, I haven't gotten to it yet. If it does play, then I have. I'm aware of the issue. Just want to make you aware, because we're starting to back up. Where was I at? Shadow Band. That was the name of the first episode. Well, that was over a year ago. Shadow Band has taken a lot longer to produce and to put out than I initially expected, but I guess I should have expected that. And shadow banning looks a little something like this. You do what I did, and you quit utilizing Facebook because you see the way that the algorithmic AI overlords are pushing things, and you don't want to be involved in that messy, chaotic, energetic. And with that, you get rid of Instagram, and nobody can find you anywhere except for on TikTok. And you keep posting to TikTok, and you gain some followers on TikTok. You get to go live on TikTok. Everything's cool until you start to notice that every video you post gets a maximum of about 200 views, and then they get nothing else. Then you think and you realize, oh, I banned myself from the metaverse, which I'm cool with that, but it appears that the algorithm of whatever the realm we're in here has deemed me as only worthy of seeing that I've got 200 views. Those 200 views aren't actually 200 views, but they are letting me know there is a cap on how much reach anything I put out can have. So that just encourages me to hurry up and get the infrastructure for Omniversal Media put together so that I can set up my own servers, host everything locally, and just completely hijack the whole fucking, all of the airwaves. Anyways, moving forward, shadow banning. If I'm only seeing 200 views, that means that less than 200 people are even seeing that I posted anything, especially the people that go looking for it. Now, why would they do that? Because they don't want you to do what I'm doing. Because if you do what I'm doing in your own particular personal flavor, oh my God, I'm too much of a fucking problem by myself. Can you imagine if just one other person was out there being the way that they would be? If they were playing the same, walking down the same path, you know, playing the same role, so to speak. Jesus Christ, it'd be all sorts of chaos. I mean, fuck. 2020 came. What was it I said in the song? I said this in one of these songs that I've written. I said, oh, it's in the song that's coming out. It's out now. The Devil's in the Details. It's track number 7 on Shadow Band, which releases March the 1st. In a week. It says, it's too late to stop me. 2020 came and I dropped. Full disclosure, right before the COVID craziness locked down the whole fucking planet. But God damn it, why not distract us with more scare tactics? But then I go on to say, but Ghislaine got popped. The whole world has been a clusterfuck. It all got fucked up right around 2020 when full disclosure dropped March the 1st. Everything went haywire on their side. Their end of the system went absolutely batshit crazy. So much so that they panicked. And 8 days later, they locked down the whole fucking planet. Look at that. I didn't even try to rhyme, but it just fucking happened. And it's right on time. Suffice it to say, they were not ready for me to step on stage. But that's okay, because it's too late for them to stop me. And they should be very afraid. Because we're back again. We're back again, motherfuckers. Oh, man. I'm excited for what comes next. I really am. I've tried 3 times to record this. And each time when I got done, the recording completely deleted itself. And there's no record that it ever happened. So I'm going to try again to get this out. I wanted to post yesterday, prior to the release, but it's okay because the Malicious EP is just really something to put it out there to prime the algorithm for Shadow Band to drop. And, you know, speaking of that, if you get a chance to hear the CD, whether you stream it or you, damn, I'm old, yeah? I'm old. I said CD. It's an album because CDs aren't really a real thing. You can get an actual CD, like old school with a barcode on it in a jewel case wrapped in cellophane. You can purchase one of those on my website. Where the website is, I don't know. Go to the link tree. It's linktr.ee/wordsmithbird. Until, you know, I can't pay for that again or something. Man, I've lost all the domains. You'll see that there's a button to subscribe to this, and you can support the efforts here financially if you are so inclined. I'm not asking you to do that, but I want to open that channel up and say that it's there. If these channels that I have out go away, I will be back. It's just a matter of time. But anyways, it's all coming together now, see? I think out of the 3 mixtapes, the mixtape sessions, there's a progression. We start off with Full Disclosure. We go into Behold the Pale Horse, and it has a lot more aggressive edge to it, a lot more energy. A lot more wordplay, a lot more fucking run-on sentences, and just relentless nature to it. And then we go into the MyLabs tape, and out of the 3, I think that that one contains the most pertinent information to where we're at, because up until that point, I was kind of building a contextual framework for my listeners, or again, I say listeners, not fans, to be able to perceive what it is that I have to say, ultimately. And all together, this is why I wrapped them all together. All together, they say, shit is a lot worse than we think, but it's a lot better than they people want us to believe. And I would just really encourage anybody that's not listened to that to go. If you go to my Spotify, there is a playlist at the bottom of the thing where the artists can tag playlists. Check out the other playlists by other artists as well down there. But there's one titled The Mixtape Sessions by Hawkeye the Rapper. And just listen to the whole thing. Listen to them in order. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get to the third one. There's also a progression of me progressively getting better, not only at getting my point across, but in the way that I get it across, and also especially in the delivery of the music. I'm getting better and better each time, and you'll notice in the latest release, the Malicious thing, that the production is really shitty. It's really shitty on purpose, because that's just something that I threw together basically one night. Everything except for the last song, I threw it all together one night. I found the music, put words to it, recorded it, packaged it all up, and that was like a year ago. And I held it in reserve. It's something just to prime everything for Shadow Band's release. But you will see when you listen to Shadow Band, which, if you get a chance to get the CD or listen to the album, consider yourself lucky, because that's the album that needs to be Shadow Band the most. As a result, I have a sneaky suspicion that it's going to become such an underground viral sensation that it's going to be, like, quite literally impossible to shadow ban. Like, I perceive that there will be people out there, rogues like myself, ripping it off the fucking internet, probably for free, which is good, go steal it. And, you know, burning it to fucking CDs and USBs and just spreading it around the underground. They're like, hey, we gotta fucking have this, y'all. Blast this shit everywhere. Just like in response to saying, we're not going to shadow ban. But I'm really excited about it releasing. Also, this episode isn't about really saying anything other than to say I'm back. The podcast is starting back up. I've experienced a little bit of turbulence over the last few days, but that's because I contacted Laura Eisenhower to say, hey, I got the CD. I'd like to send it to you. Free of charge, of course, and I'm starting to podcast back up. You want to join me? She said yes, so we're going to work on that and move forward. But ever since then, there's been a little pushback in the quantum realms, but whatever. Fourth time recording this, oh well. It's interesting, though, that they would show their hand like that, isn't it? They've been so quiet for such a long time, especially on my end. There's a part of me that's kind of like, well, maybe I just made all that shit up. Maybe they people don't really exist. Maybe I haven't been being fucked with over these past 84 years or however long I've been alive. Maybe it's just a figment of my imagination. And then as soon as I reach out to another powerful soul and say, hey, time to get back to business, they're like, oh, wait, we gotta fucking distract you some kind of way, we gotta this and that. No, delete, give up, don't fucking put this shit out, what the hell. Oh man, because I mean, that's only gonna piss me off and make me go even harder. Yeah, like I say it over and over and over again in the music. I say, you can't fucking stop me. You might can stop them. Maybe you got rid of William Cooper. Maybe you offed Max. Maybe you put Carla down before she could put her fourth book out. You're not doing that to me, and you fucking know it. You will all be escorted away by your own Grim Reaper fucking around with me. And you know it, so it's just quit. If I decide to advance forward, there's nothing you can do except for get out of my goddamn way. Anyway, speaking of that, I have decided that every week, I'm kind of going back and forth between Thursdays or Fridays. Every week, around 8:30 p.m., currently the schedule is on Thursdays, 8:30 p.m., I'm going to be going live. I'm going to start on this Podbean platform. I'm going to be going live, and I'm going to be discussing the lyrical content of my music, the currently released stuff. I'm going to be starting a some sort of an online community with various tiers, specifically designed not so much to, notice I did not use the term fan club. That's what these platforms want you to call it when you create it. But it's not designed to extract money from my listeners. It's not designed to have a group of fans come and worship me in the private space. I have zero interest in any of that. It's designed, from my end, to have different tiers for different levels of involvement, because I know that my music truly speaks to a deeper part of certain individuals out there. And it's on different levels and in different degrees. Some view it from a level of deep respect, and it encourages them to keep moving forward and going on. Others, they view it as one of the very few lights in this darkness that keeps the path illumined for them. And so they cling to it. Not so much me, my music, or the words, but the frequency of the information itself. It keeps them on that path. It reminds them not to give up. And it's a tool or a weapon for them in their engagement in any type of spiritual warfare. They're going into battle, so they put on Hawkeye, the rapper. And then for them, it's kind of like I'm right there with them. Not only reminding them of their power, but saying, hey, we're on the same side. Any perceived power that you see I have, it's also your power. Let our powers combine, this, that, and the other. And it also shakes the enemy to their core, and they know that. But then there's also others out there that are, it strikes them in a way that they can't explain, and they're hyper curious about it. And those people perhaps notice a lot more pushback in the quantum realms when they listen to it. And they keep finding themselves kind of distracted away from it, and then they kind of forget it even exists, and then they get reminded, and then they get tangled up again. And then there's others out there that are going to be kind of stricken by it, and they're gonna grow to be sort of obsessed with it, but not truly understand it. And it's those that I'm really opening this up to. The rest of the tiers and types of people that would be involved in this community of the different levels would come in and come together and form a sort of community separated into these different groups or tiers, specifically designed to take those last people that I mentioned, those acolytes, if you will, and to kind of nurture and guide them towards their own light, to make it make sense to them, to guide them away from the pitfalls that could easily come about as a result of any type of fandom. That's why that terminology and language does not fucking align with anything I have going on. They can collectively, with my involvement as well, through any type of interaction that we all have, help them to harness their own power and to learn how to wield it. And through the process of that teaching and guiding and walking with one another, Truth Seeker says in one of his songs, he says, walk hand in hand with novices, or something along those lines. And that's what we need to do. But in order to do that, somebody has to be a leader. And to be a leader, you have to be able to see where people are. You also have to realize that you're a leader. And you have to see who in the group that you're leading also does not need to be led, but is walking the right path anyways, and can help guide the others. You know, even the sheep herder. By the way, anybody that willingly listens to my music or this podcast, you're far from being a sheep. But even sheep herders have sheep dogs. And without the sheep dog, the sheep herder would have a fucking hell of a time, wouldn't he? And guess what? That dog don't give a shit about leading them sheep. If it wasn't for the sheep herder, the dog wouldn't be doing it. It'd probably be eating the sheep, honestly. But anyways, it works together. Nobody can do it alone. So that's what the community that I'm trying to build some infrastructure for is going to be about. And I'm going to start with these lives. I'm going to try to do it weekly. Currently, the schedule will be Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. The purpose of it is to help us all to weave together, to join hands. And the focus of it would be on those younger souls coming into the mix. So that in their being welcomed in and given access to the artists that they have this fascination with, they don't get caught up with that fascination. The last thing I want for anybody to be is star-stricken with me. I know that I personally have experienced that when meeting artists that I admire, and I've walked away from it feeling kind of disgusted, realizing like, oh fuck, they're not who I thought they were. They're just a fucking person. I realized, you know, because you realize that you fell in love with the music, you fell in love with the art that they created, and that you don't actually know the person, and that maybe if you did, you wouldn't view the art the same way. Here's the thing: somebody can write a song, or paint a picture, or produce even a movie or a painting. You can see and get something out of it, a message from the soul of that person that is so clear as day to you that that's exactly, precisely what the art is saying. And you can be 10,000% right. And that artist could be completely oblivious to your interpretation of that on a 3D personal level. And if you go to them and try to say, hey man, I hear you. Yeah, and you explain to them what you hear or see or interpret, they'll be like, no, and they'll correct you, because from their perspective, that has nothing to do with anything. But from your perspective, it shaped and molded the framework of you understanding yourself. That is the way art works. Art is the soul's method, main language or methodology of communication, and it is not in English. So when that happens and you realize that, then suddenly you lose something that you once gained from the art itself and your own understanding of that expression. So the worst thing that could happen to anybody that's a listener of mine is to have the whatever came through for them from my work, to have that picture shattered for them. And so I want to try to alleviate any of that from happening by eliminating terms like fandom, or being a fan of mine, or a follower, or just anything like that. The thing is it's so subtle. The language is so subtle in this fucked up world. And English is such a goddamn devil language. It truly is. Why do you think I can wrap all these words together that have no business being together? Go on and on and on, saying very clearly, in precise languaging, exactly whatever the fuck I want to say, for line after line after line, and then somehow make it all rhyme. And I do it consistently each and every time. Why do you think that is? It's because you can take words in English, you can twist them around and invert them, and make them mean whatever the fuck you want them to mean, as long as you keep the context straight. And in fact, you can bend and twist and mold the context. And you can do it very fucking easily. Now, not everybody can do it as eloquently as I can, but they also haven't been around for as long as I have. The language isn't a problem for me. It's a problem for those that don't understand where this language came from. You ever seen Event Horizon? You know, the gravity warp drive thing, and the guy goes in and he comes out and he's all changed because he's from a different space. Yeah, that black hole space, that's where this fucking language came from. That's just a movie and blah, 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 but the concept there is extremely tangibly real. That's where this language came from. That's why the world speaks it. That's why America is number one. That's why everything's as fucked up as it is, and there's televisions everywhere, and they're telling you aliens are coming, and they're already here, and we know about the interdimensionals. That's why Trump's running again, and you need to go back and listen to My Labs and Soft Disclosure. After you, if you have never listened, check out the re-release of PsyOps. Don't get caught up in the mix. The media is full of dirty tricks. Isn't it funny? I've been talking about this shit for years and years before any of it became as overtly apparent as it is now. And now you all see. I reunited with my mother recently after not seeing her for about 3 or 4 years. And she's sitting around the Thanksgiving table. Thanksgiving? No, it was fucking Christmas. Sitting around the table saying to the rest of the family, of course the family thinks I'm crazy because they're good upstanding citizens. Any normal, insane person would think, of course Hawkeye's fucking insane. He's batshit. Don't listen to him. She says to the family, we all know Ethan's crazy, but, you know, this Epstein shit came out, and everything that he said for years and years, it was all true the whole time. And they all say, yeah, it's fucking wild. That's why we don't listen to the news anymore. And I think to myself, holy shit, you finally quit listening to the goddamn news? Wow. Look at you. Go, family. And it took them years. And it took a lot of shit shifting. It took me, you know, putting out the full disclosure. Shifting shit energetically. Because there's a web. There's a net. A frequency net. An overlay that keeps people locked in. And until that is lifted through the actions of others, putting out a tone or frequency of their own to dispel that, they're not gonna wake up. They cannot be woken up. By the way, the word is awake, not woke. Woke is, that's, you need a different contextual framework for the grammar to work there. So stop saying that you're woke, please. If you're woke, that means you went back to sleep. Because woke is speaking in a past tense. In fact, I think you only ever say you awoke at a certain time to speak of in the past when you woke up. I don't think it means anything in the present tense. So if you're presently awake, that means you have been awakened by something and you're currently conscious. Please stop saying that. Even the language there, you see what I mean by the language? Even the languaging there is fucked up at the core and doesn't work based on the premise alone of how it works. 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 78. I don't give a fuck what the government tells you to teach your kids that it is. It's still going to be four. And the language is very fucking important. So we're not using terms like fandom, followers. Because I don't want fans. I don't want followers. I don't need them. And in fact, the last thing that anybody that listens to me needs is to get conscripted into that matrix of believing that they're a fan of mine or that they're a follower of any of my stuff. You want to follow somebody, go follow Jesus. But again, Jesus said, hey, if any of you motherfuckers have ears, I pray that you hear me. I see all of you out here following me around and proclaiming to hear me, but if any of you actually have ears, because I doubt that you even have them, God damn it, I pray that you really fucking pay attention. Says Jesus. Even he said, I don't need or want followers. I need people that hear me. I need people that have the ability to hear. He even said, shit, if y'all even got eyes, I hope you see what I mean. So in the same vein, that's the context of building this community. And anyways, if you want to tune in, tune in. If you don't, don't. And when you do, if you're going to be in some tier, and you can of course choose your own tiers, if you're going to be in some tier higher than the acolyte space, there is a hierarchy because all things that have been ordered into any semblance of a structure has to have a hierarchical structure to it. Otherwise, you just got a bunch of shit laying on the ground. You have to have a foundation. You have to have a framework. You even have to have some sort of a capstone at the top. And none of that really matters, because what matters with any structure is what is contained within it. A cup is useless until it's filled, and then when it's filled, it doesn't matter what the cup is made out of or how big it is. What matters is what does it contain inside of it. If you're going to be choosing anything higher than the acolyte space, I need you to come in ready and understanding and willing to put in the work to be what those acolytes, as we'll call them, need for you to be, because that's where all of my focus is going to be. If you understand what I mean by not using the languaging of fans or followers, and you're 100% behind that idea, that means that you don't need anything that I have to offer, really, other than just camaraderie. And that's a relief for me, because there's a bunch out there that they're going to need all of you guys to help lead, guide, and protect them. And I'm only one person. I can only do so much. And the more I continue to put shit out, the more I'm going to come under fire from these motherfuckers. That's okay, because every fucking stone that they throw, I'm launching a missile. An entire fucking fleet of missiles, if I feel it necessary. One for each rock. It's a full-on attack. It's time, folks. It really is. And speaking of that, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. They weren't ready for me to come on stage, but it's okay, because it's too late for them to stop me. So be very afraid. I recently bought some new equipment. I now live in a new state. I'm no longer in Georgia. I have a new job. I still am in the same field. I don't do the same type of work. I have a lot more free time. I make a lot more money to be able to fund these endeavors. And I'm also not scrambling around trying to figure out how to keep websites going, keep my music out there, and do the podcast and everything else. So we're back. And if you want to be involved, check out the lives. You'll get in. You'll get the information of how to join the community. And in joining the community, you not only get direct one-on-one, if you request it, one-on-one, but direct all the same access and interaction with me. You're also going to find out how to get involved in the podcast, even the music. Maybe you have some production skills or PR skills or just anything related to any of that. And you want to be involved. You want to take part in it. You feel that in your soul. You're being pushed that way. And maybe you have thought of it before, didn't know how to approach me about it. Well, here's your invitation. But also, on the grander scale, you'll have information of how to get a direct invite from me and a few others into becoming directly involved in all of Omniversal Media's future endeavors and current endeavors. So check out the lives. That's where that will be. But in the lives, I'm going to be going through systematically, step by step, dissecting and discussing. You can, you know, throw in questions or additions into the chat room and we'll discuss it. The lyrics of the mixtape sessions, and once we finish that, you know, we'll move on into the Malicious EP, the singles, and then Shadow Band. But yeah, check it out. That'll be 8:30 tonight. I'm gonna hop off, keep this short and sweet so that I don't take up your time and the rest of the day. I'm also on the way to work myself. But thank you for coming back, for listening. It's really time, folks. I know that you all feel it. You know, ever since all of this started back in 2020, my interaction with the internet has been very sporadic and limited, specifically because of the infiltration of AI and how it works, especially through social media feeds and the way that you scroll through and don't realize it's programming you with all of the ads that you don't notice that you pass by, with the information and the context of the way that it's presented to you. All of that is calculated, predicted out weeks, months, years in advance to show you specific shit at certain times and certain days so that you pick up your phone at a particular moment and you scroll through a specific amount of posts and you see specific fucking things in a certain fucking order, and it makes sure that your next actions throughout the days, weeks, and months ahead follow suit with the script that's already been written for you. Predictive programming on another fucking level. It's all contained in a song called Artificial Intelligence. I believe it's track number 9 on the MyLabs tape. Maybe it's 10. I forget. Anyways, it's all out there. Be careful. Because what was once a crazed idea in the minds of conspiracy theorists, it's now a reality that's overtly apparent in front of you, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore because the situation is so dire for them that they know that if they were to continue to try to conceal shit, it would only make it more obvious. That's where they're at. So we're in a very good position. And don't forget that. My name is Hawkeye the Rapper. You're listening to Omniversal Media's Beneath the Surface podcast. And I encourage you to go out and be exactly what you hear me talking about being in this song titled The Antidote. It's also on the MyLabs tape. I think it's track number 8. Go and listen to it. Have a great day. Check out the lives. You'll find links somewhere if you want to. And stay safe.
I'm back. Motherfucker. You weren't expecting this, were you? But I warned you. It's okay. You weren't ready for me to step on stage, and that's okay. It's too late for you to stop me, so be very afraid. I get carried away by the snare and the bass, and then my tongue forgets to give a shit. I barely can wait to remind you why I rhyme about shit that you never hear. These other rappers know spitting the truth will get you killed. But I dare you fucking pussies to come push me, I'm a killer. I ain't even gonna lie, you wanna die, Bruce Jenner, bitch? Sit down and listen and stop skirting around the issue. Pedophile politicians probably smile when the system tells you child agenda isn't worthwhile and they won't miss it. Celebrity transitions televised by wicked motherfucking snakes ain't making me envision. Cutting off my dick or growing tits, my mission is to spit lyrics too intense for you to hear anything but what my lips slip in your ear. So, hey, here's what you need, another word for me to set you free. But you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this wisdom. Hey, here's what you need, another word for me to set you free. But you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this wisdom. Hey, here's what you need, another word for me to set you free. But you motherfuckers won't listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this wisdom. You need to hear me out, I'm about to start fucking shouting. Do you doubt that I can get away with murdering this album? Counting Dracula, come back, cause I'm not done with my attack. You didn't get to hear why I am fucking dying to attract. Every liar you've inspired to conspire has a team, so you blood-sucking leech vampires can finally see that you can't win a single battle. Fuck a war you can't handle even knowing I exist, so I insist you bitches get out every single weapon with extended clips and let them rip until you're empty. Don't you miss me, or you're wasting these incantations, stay locked away. Can't block the rain, stop the sun, or even walk away. When Hawkeye's talking to you, do not let his awkward way with words concern you. Fire burns through all it ought to. Hey, did you hear me? I am really here with the antidote for all you folks to fucking choke upon a fear. Listen to profound lyricism anymore, so no one's hearing this wisdom.